Well, let's get a report on the herbicide resistance in weeds situation in southwest Iowa. We're going to talk with Aaron Soigling, who is an Iowa State University field agronomist for southwest Iowa, based out of the Armstrong Research Farm. Well, Aaron, what are you seeing out there as far as herbicide resistance in that part of the state?
Actually, you know, in this part of the state, Ken, we've seen an increase in terms of just the sheer number of fields that we're having some challenges with glyphosate controlling weeds. And specifically for us, you know, water hemp has been a big one across the Midwest. And that's, you know, the same thing here. The bigger challenge we're running into now is mare's tail or horseweed. And for us, that's a winter annual here. And it gets to be a real challenge for producers as well as ag retailers.
What kind of, if you were to put a percentage on it of fields that maybe have a problem, or the percentage of fields that have a problem?
You know, that's real hard to guess because I've got producers, to be real frank, that are not having any challenges. And then, you know, I can have a producer across the fence that, you know, pretty much most of his fields he's having some challenges. So I would peg it somewhere, you know, anywhere from 20 to 60%. So it ranges real wide as you go across the territory. In the southern portion of my area, you know, U.S. Highway 34 and south, we have some bigger challenges just because of the weather that we have down there. Winter annuals seem to get a little bit bigger start in that part of the state for us than as I move north or closer to Interstate 80.
Well, it sounds like awareness of the problem is continues to grow, and farmers are aware of it. Are they taking the actions needed to step up here?
Yeah, I'd say probably especially this past year, Ken, I really have seen a lot of producers take to heart that maybe they just can't continue on the same program that they've been doing in the past. You know, a lot of that's through our efforts as well as ag retailers. You know, a lot of the ag retailers as well as seed suppliers in the area have really worked with producers to look at their herbicide program and begin to implement some changes to what they've been doing in the past.
And what are those changes? I mean, is it mainly just a matter of mixing it up as far as your herbicide use? Or?
Yeah, I think there's a couple changes that producers are implementing. I think producers are trying to be more timely in their glyphosate applications as opposed to just trying to make one application in a season. They're trying to get out there when those weeds are much smaller, much easier to control, and so they're trying to make more trips or, you know, multiple trips as opposed to just trying to have one trip. That's one philosophy. The other one is, which tends to be more successful long-term, is to mix up that product profile, look at the burn down and mix up some of the chemistry that they've done and not rely solely on one mode of action to control weeds.
And then you get a year like this, and it kind of causes people to have to change plans a bit.
Yeah, you know, this year's been difficult for us as well as a lot of producers across the Midwest. But I can tell you, having been out through the country, I think a lot of growers took to heart in terms of trying to get a burn-down application on those fields before planting. And that's been a little bit of a challenge for us is that, you know, we've been pretty blessed with the performance that we've had with glyphosate in the past. So we were able to go out and plant all our corn, plant all our soybeans, and then just kind of sit back and, you know, when we get an opportunity and weather allowed, we would just go out with a glyphosate application. And now what producers are having to do is go back and rethink that herbicide and how that impacts their yield and the benefits of getting that application on prior to the planting process. You know, I think growers are vigilant. You know, I think guys have really started to come around to the fact that the importance of weed control. I'll be honest, I've been in the business over 20 years, and it kind of got to the point where they didn't really think a lot about it. You know, we just kind of took for granted that we could just, you know, control weeds at our leisure. And I think what this has allowed producers to do is go back and look at some of the residual type materials that are available on the market. Also work with their ag retailer and say, you know, let's develop a plan here and let's kind of follow through with their plan. And I'm starting to see that in action as I drive around the country and as I visit with my ag retail partners. You know, that's what they're conveying to me is that, you know, producers are looking at that and we're taking a multi-pronged approach. And, you know, so I think we're gaining some success that way, Ken.